Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio. Welcome to Rally America Radio. We're coming at you from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Beautiful downtown Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Beautiful small town America. Some vintage Americana around here. We're at a place called the Green City Center here in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. We've got the very first park expose as we kick off round 5 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship here at the STPR Rally. And man, lots of storylines coming into this weekend. Obviously, Higgins going for that perfect season, 4 for 4. Can he keep it up here at the STPR Rally? Then we've got that shootout, absolute shootout in Super Production. We got Gary Gill, we've got Nick Roberts, and Lachlan O'Sullivan all battling for that title. And then two-wheel drive, it's been a toss-up all year long, but right now Troy Miller, he's out front, but Cameron Steele, we've got Steve LaRosa, and many others battling it out. A ton of regional entries here. We're looking at about 67 total entries last I heard here at the event. I know there was pre-entries right around 70, but it sounds like 67 official cars are going to start the 2015 STPR Rally. It's been some great weather here, a little bit cloudy the past couple of days. It sounds like we are expecting some small rain showers this weekend, both today and tomorrow, Saturday. I don't know. It's not super heavy percentage chance of rain, so it could come in. It could come into play. But right now, conditions very sunny and just absolutely beautiful. Slight breeze in the air. Temperatures right around 70 degrees, 67 degrees to be exact. So great weather, great conditions to kick off this just a great American rally here. A longtime historic rally. Been on the schedule for many years, and it's just a great one here in Pennsylvania. It's slated to be an amazing rally with almost 70 cars, and we're going to try and catch up with these drivers, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. Obviously, we'll get your interviews, but here as we kick things off, everybody knows this is called the STPR Rally. STPR actually stands for something. Susquehannock is what I am told from a local here, rally organizer. So a lot of these drivers call it STPR Rally, so a Rally America Radio first. We're going to put them on the spot. I've got 10 $1 bills in my pocket. We're going to be handing them out to any driver who can correctly pronounce that, and nobody is exempt. I'm talking David Higgins, Nick Roberts. We're talking to you, boys. We're going to put you all on the spot here at Rally America Radio, and see who can actually properly name this rally. If they do, they can walk away with, a dollar. This is a rally. It may be the most they win all weekend long. So, that's on tap. And then, as far as schedule for the event, we've got 14 total stages. I know those of you looking at it online, looks like it might be possibly 16. From what I understand, because of the massive amount of entries we have here, the super specials, they run at the end of each day. Drivers are supposed to run the super special twice. It's about a 1 mile long super special. Drivers supposed to run that twice. They've lowered that to one time, so the drivers are going to only have to make one pass at the super special, both today, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday. So I guess 1 mile has been taken out of each day of the rally. So today we're going to run a group of 3 stages, followed by the super special to cap things off, and then tomorrow it's going to be a total, I believe, 9 stages, followed by one super special, giving us 14 total stages here at the 2015 STPR Rally. Stages today, first grouping of 3 going out. We've got a 9 mile stage, followed by a 3 mile stage, and then another 9 mile stage. And then they're going to come back. They have a service park, another park expose, and then they will be in action in the super special to round out day number 1. Kind of a low key day, almost like a shakedown day here at the STPR Rally. And then we get into tomorrow, and man, it's a grueling long day, capped off by a super special at the end. So drivers are going to get a chance to get their feet wet today, kind of get in the groove, and then tomorrow it's gas on, game on from the start, and we're going to see how these boys can handle such a long, grueling day. Going to be tough on the drivers and on the teams and the service parks to get these cars turned around and back out there. So lots of stages on tap over the next 2 days, and right now we're at the service park at the green in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Not the service park, I'm sorry, the park expose, but we're going to catch up with some of these drivers, so let's see if we can, and see if some of them can walk away with a nice, crisp $1 bill. All right, we're here at Park Exposé catching up with Cameron Steele, and I got to tell you, all smiles. Sounds like you got the car dialed in, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited. It feels like we got the car 100%. You know, we figured out the clutch problem. We figured out the power issues. We got the new axles, and we got the brakes sorted out for the most part. So I'm really excited, and I'm happy to be here, and hopefully everything runs smoothly.
Well, and I know, you know, coming into this year, you were talking about debuting the new car and had some troubles, and it was like, oh, well, we're going to get it sorted for next year, but you're still in it in the points. You know, I think that you're still a shot, right, with some of the way it works with the throwaway races?
Yeah, we are. Right now we're sitting second, and if we can beat Troy here at this event, we should be tied, I think, or first, actually, overall. So I'm pretty excited, and we compared times on the shakedown, and we're right with him. We're a second apart. He did a 304, I did a 305, so I'm like, all right, we're in it, and I know we can pick up speed today, so...
Well, you know, looking at this rally, you know, it's, you know, we've gone from, the Midwest to West Coast, now to the East Coast, a little bit, different terrain. You know, what do you expect this weekend?
Very fast flowing roads, smooth for the most part. Waste management is going to be a little rough today, so we got to be careful on that. But besides that, fast flowing, smooth roads, very narrow, technical, so you got to make sure you keep it clean, no going sideways.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and thanks for catching up with us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, catching up with James Robinson in the 2015 Fit. I know we missed you at Olympus. You were doing the Indy 500 thing, huh?
Yeah, we had a great opportunity to showcase the car at the Fan Village there at Indianapolis 500 this year. And, we really couldn't pass that opportunity up to show the car off to the fans there and kind of help introduce Rally to a new set of, hopefully, fans from the IndyCar crowd.
You know, how was that? How was the reception seeing a rally car at the Indy 500? I mean, it had been pretty special for you just to be there, huh?
Yeah, it's a great event to attend, and it's very exciting to see people come and see the cars there and recognize that, you know, you can take a mass production car, you can go race it on the weekends in Rally America.
Well, you know, as far as you're concerned, you know, you're back out here at Rally America. I know, you know, you're right in the middle of that, points chase, and, you know, how's the outlook for this weekend?
We're hopeful for this weekend that we'll get another strong finish. Classically, the first day here at STPR is a bit rough, so we're going to play a pretty conservative game, but we'll try and push hard on Saturday and get as high a finish in two-wheel drive as we can.
Well, and, you know, and overall, I know, you got a couple of rallies under your belt now, 2015 Fit. You're pretty happy with the way things are working?
Yeah, honestly, the car's been great. We haven't had a single issue. Knock on wood, it'll be the same here for STPR. But, yeah, it's been a great car. I'm really excited to push it here on these great roads.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll catch up with you later today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right. Catching up with Troy Miller here and current points leader in two-wheel drive. Got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, really excited. We're looking forward to this race.
So, as far as the car goes, obviously, done with the West Coast swing, you know, heading here to some East Coast rounds, changing things up a bit. This is a little bit different look than we've seen, the past couple of rallies.
Yeah, we hopefully leave some of that bad luck behind us out West. And this is my home event, and it's been good to me every time I've been here. So we're really hoping to do the same here and come out with a win.
Well, I know, talking with Cameron, you guys do a lot of work together, but, sounds like he's pretty excited to, have his car kind of on the up and up now. And, obviously always a stiff two-wheel drive competition. You know, it's got to have you, got to make for some fun rallying.
Yeah, it should be. Like the last two races, I know he's getting his car kind of shaken down, just getting all the bugs worked out. We're pretty sure that he's got that thing worked out now, so it should be a very solid car. And it should be great competition. So we're really excited to be competing against him, and we think we're going to have some really close times.
Well, I know, looking at the rest of this year, I know, you were talking about it was kind of if or when you might run, New England. Do you have any idea now if we're going to see out there or not?
We'll see how this one goes, and that's going to be the deciding factor. If we do well here, we probably won't have to, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, take us through, these roads real quick and what, what fans can expect out there, with the way these roads, lay out.
Yeah, they're really, really fast, pretty smooth. So the cars, we don't have to worry as much about rocks in the middle of the road like what caught us out in Washington. So you can just hold it flat in the corners. You don't have to worry as much. So it should be a really good show for the fans. Narrow roads as well.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and we'll catch up with you later today.
Thank you.
All right,
Yeah. All right, catching up here with Nick Roberts. You know, how's everything going, Nick? Gotta be, you know, it's kind of been a hit and miss year for you so far with, you know, kind of all or nothing, right?
Yeah, that's been pretty much it. You know, we've been working really hard this year. We've definitely had some teething on the new car. You know, we've had four races this year. Two we've finished first, and two we've had mechanical DNF. So, you know, the last at Olympus, we finished first overall, or first in our class, and third overall. So I think we're just kind of hoping to kind of continue that streak here for the rest of the season, push hard. And, you know, I don't have a lot of room to make any mistakes just because I've already pretty much going to be using my two drops, I think, with my two mechanical DNF. So we're just going to be out here today. We're going to push hard. I mean, the conditions are beautiful. Last year, they were a lot looser. So when we were doing recce, I think a lot of the notes were a little bit conservative. So we ended up kind of opening up the corners a little bit to try to carry a little bit more speed. And there's some, you know, what's cool about STPR is they keep track of all the records from previous years on each stage for each class. So I think we're going to try to shoot to break some records today and tomorrow and some of the different stages. So that's what we're going for.
Very cool. You know, and talking about these roads, I mean, heard from quite a few people pretty fast. I mean, definitely a change up from some of the events we've had so far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's they're fast roads. They're really technical. You got to watch the roads because there's definitely a steep crown to some of them. So if you get on the wrong side of the crown, that's what happened to me in 2013. Got on the wrong side of the crown. I was on the outside on the corner and ended up just getting pushed out into the woods and hit a nice bank of dirt and stump, and that was kind of the end of the rally for 13. But we finished well here last year. You know, we lost a car in the fire at Oregon, built a new car in 21 days, got here, finished, you know, first in SP and third overall, and we were really proud of that finish. At that point in time, it was our best overall finish, and now we're back here, and, you know, I love the roads here. It's a great rally. It's a nice technical rally, so it suits me, and it should be fun.
All right, so in Rally America Radio First, we decided we're going to have a little contest going throughout the weekend with a lot of our national entries. So talk with some of the event organizers, and a lot of them didn't even know how to pronounce the name of this rally. So I've got a wad of $1 bills in my pocket. So if you can properly pronounce the name of this rally, we'll give you a dollar.
Okay, so it's STPR. So it's Susquehanna Trail Performance Rally.
You know what? I'll give you a dollar on that one. You're pretty close. Supposedly it's Susquehanna, but you were close enough, so we'll give you a dollar because some of the stuff we've got so far has been pretty off the wall. So, all right. Thanks a lot, buddy, and good luck out there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Catching up here with open class driver Peter Fotella, just telling me you had some problems with the gearbox getting swapped out you know, for this rally this weekend, right?
Yeah. After recce, we did a practice stage. And I lost on the last loop, I lost the gears, so I called the guys in Chicago, and they bring in the other gearbox, and we swap out today morning, and everything looks good right now.
So, you know, looking at this rally, you've had some pretty good results this year. You got to be kind of pretty happy with where you sit in the points.
Yeah, we're still second overall in the championship. But I'm very happy to be here because this is my first rally ever. I debuted in this rally in 2009. So this is, I think, my fifth time here. So I'm very happy about that. And everything is good.
Yep. So you have a pretty good idea. You know, you've been here quite a few times, know how the roads work. You feel like you might have a little advantage over some of the other open class drivers?
Yeah, I like those roads, but now we put it on the different tires too, and we have a little bit different setup of the alignment. And I'm not feel this car good right now, so probably take me like a few stages to, you know, feel the car better. So I think everything is going to be all right.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and we'll catch up with you later today.
Thank you very much.
All right, catching up here with David Higgins. You know, how's everything going, David? You know, we're on the opposite side of the country now, and, you know, just turned the halfway point, and Subaru's looking pretty solid.
Yeah, for sure. The first half of the year has been absolutely awesome, way more than what we ever expected, really, with a new car. But we're learning all the time with it still. There's always things that you're looking to try and do and always trying to find that little bit more. As a driver, you're never, ever 100% happy, but as the way things have gone at the moment, it's been way, way more than we could have ever expected, and, you know, the championship's going very good, and now we're on to a new event here, pretty two different days. First day, super twisty, very rough, and pretty hard on the car. Then the second day is, like, real fast, so very, very mixed bag for this one, and obviously two new setups to try and sort of get dialed in for this rally.
Well, I know with this new car, obviously, you know, 4 for 4, but, you know, you've had some interesting rallies. You know, it didn't come easy going 4 for 4. And, you know, you think, you know, some of the teething issues you've had with the car, obviously, you know, still come away with victories. But you think you know, got a pretty solid car for this rally?
Yeah, I hope so. I think what happened on the previous two events with Oregon was a real freak thing. It turned out to be a cam belt jumped one of the cams jumped a tooth, which was a real freak thing. Nothing to do with the new car or anything else, because it's the same engine, everything as last year. And again, the wastegate problem we had was it's happened once to the Rallycross team over 4 years, and it just happened to us. And again, it's the same thing we've used for a long time. So, you know, I'm confident with the car, I'm confident with the package. You know, you always have a little bit of you can always have things go wrong in rallying. It's always possible for things not to run smooth. So it's important that when things are going well, that you always push to try and have a bit of a buffer in case those days do come.
Well, you know, good luck out there. And before we go, we've got something Rally America Radio First we're doing. It's a challenge. So a lot of the event organizers here, they can't even pronounce this rally correctly, I've come to find out. So I got a wad of $1 bills in my pocket for any driver that can successfully tell me how to say STPR.
Easy, STPR.
That's you pleading the fifth, right?
That's what you asked me to say.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. Good luck out there, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Adam Yeoman here at Park Exposé. How's everything going, man? You guys got to be pretty excited. You've had a couple of solid rallies now, you know, back-to-back.
Yeah, no, it's been great. The car's been awesome. The team's been awesome. And, you know, it's been a tough few events. It's only 3 weeks between the last three rallies, and so it makes it really a lot of work to do. So it's nice to be here after this one. We get a break. So just hoping for a nice, clean event. We're going to push hard and see what we can do against Higgins.
Well, I know, you know, obviously you guys changed kind of the engine program around. You had some teething issues at the beginning of this year, but you got to be pretty excited. I mean, solid effort the past two rounds and really pushing your times.
Yeah, no, the car's been running great. The team has done an awesome job developing the engine. You know, it's tough for us. We're a small little team taking on this big project, but it's finally falling into place, working all the bugs out. And, you know, the thing is awesome. It makes tons of power, really, really good usable power band, too. So it's a fun car to drive now.
Well, I know, you know, looking at, you know, some of these roads out there, from what I understand, it's pretty fast rally. You got to be looking forward to these roads.
Yeah, it's flat out. Today's tricky. You know, we go into these waste management stages, which are really tight and technical. One fast one between them, but it's basically just those. But then tomorrow, the fast stuff starts, and they're flat out through the forest, but trees right lining the road. So it's tough. You know, you can't really mess up too much. You know, there's not a lot of room to go wide, but you can be flat out, and it's a ton of fun.
All right, so in a Rally America Radio First, we've been with a lot of, you know, the national entries. We're running a little contest, so everybody knows STPR, you know, is STPR. But, you know, there's actually some wording behind it, and I know some of the event organizers I've talked to don't even know how to pronounce it right. So I've got a wad of $1 bills in my pocket for anybody that can tell me successfully what it stands for and pronounce it right.
So we did the same thing for one of our videos a couple of years ago, and I probably should have learned it then, but I know it's like Susquehannock Trail Performance Rally.
All right, you are winning some money, buddy. You're right on. So David Higgins pled the fifth. So so at least you gave it a shot. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, catch up here with Brenton Kelly with a little bit different look than we've seen you the past couple of rallies. You know, you're wearing the sweatshirt and carrying the camera for FY Racing. Kind of bring us in the loop, because I know you're still battling for this championship, but with the way Rally America works and their points rules, you're able to miss a few rallies.
Yeah, definitely. I believe it's only six events for the championship that you need to compete in to be able to be part of that. I know the one mandatory event this year is Ojibwe, so I'm skipping this event, and I'm skipping New England, and then I'll probably rejoin the championship to the last two events. I think we're still sitting fourth or fifth in the championship right now, so I'm hoping some stuff ends up kind of weird here and I stay up there, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so you know, overall I know this year you were planning on just doing the first two and the last two, and you know, you had some pretty successful runs. Things kind of changed, and now, you know, you're in there actually running for the points.
Yeah, definitely. The plan, like you said, was only first two, last two, but after the first two events going so well, I figured why not try to go for a little bit more, and it worked out really, really well. We went out west and had really good results out there, made really good progress at a couple of fourth, fifth place stage times, so I was really happy with that, and I'm looking forward to the last two events.
Well, you know, you run under the FY Racing banner along with Adam, who we just talked with, and, you know, you got to be pretty happy with the way the team sits this year. I mean, obviously, you know, you had some teething issues with Adam's car out of the box, but, you know, the car's been lightning quick. I know, you know, you've, you know, shown some speed, and I know we finally got to weigh your car, right? So that's always a plus.
Yeah, definitely. It's been an interesting year. You know, coming out with the team was awesome. They took really good care of my car. Adam had a lot of issues, but all in all, with that happening, we were still able to keep my car together and keep the team together, which was awesome. It's been a great year. I couldn't have been better so far. So,
all right. Well, thanks for catching up with us, and we'll see you later this year back in Open Class.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're catching up with Gary Gill here. Great to see you back out here. I know you missed a rally, had something going on health-wise, right?
Yeah, I have a shoulder injury which flares up every now and then. So the surgeon advised me to take rest, see if you want to continue the rest of the season. The rig was already there after Oregon. We were already placed there, but we are back here by God's grace. Feels good to be back.
Well, you know, I know obviously with Rally America, you get two drops, so it's, you know, not going to hurt you in the points this year and, you know, just continue on. So everything good to go now?
Everything looks good right now. We did blow the gearbox last night, but, Ryan Wilcox helped us out and we have a good gearbox now. Let's hope it, stays clean.
Well, you know, how's the outlook for this this rally? You like the roads? You like it, what you've seen so far?
Yes. STPR has been my pet event. I've always done better over here. And other than waste management, everything else looks superb. Very good.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see you back out here. And, I know between you and Nick and Lachlan, you've had some good runs this year. And looking forward to more of it.
Yeah, sure. It's very interesting. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gary, and good luck.
Thank you.
What's your name?
All right, catching up here with Gary DeMasi, a good friend of mine. It's been a while, about a year since I've seen you?
September, I believe. We were out your way down in Arizona.
Yep. So how's everything going with the truck? I know, you're out here, and, this one you look forward to every year.
I do look forward to this, being a volunteer for a long time and now being a competitor and having actually the only truck here, so I have a lot of cars to beat, without a doubt.
So I know this is, a lot of the guys are saying today there's some technical stages, but it's pretty fast overall. Got to have you pretty excited. I mean, that big VA power under the hood, it's got to do well on the fast stages.
Yeah, it's a brand new rebuild, so we're really excited. And with the new suspension in the back, the four-link, it really handles well. Shakedown went awesome last night. We were extremely fast. And really, the technical stuff, I love that stuff. I love rocking it back and forth and sliding through stuff. So, yeah, we'll be good. The power is going to be really awesome.
All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the Ranger out there. And, good luck, and we'll catch up with you throughout the weekend.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. And later. And
all right. Catching up here with Steve LaRosa, two-wheel drive racer, and made the turn here in the championship in round number five and, moving here to the East Coast. How's the things looking for you guys?
Looking really good. We had a good recce session yesterday and a good shakedown last night with the car. We keep dialing the car in a little bit more for us, and it's working really well.
Obviously two-wheel drive this year, it's been one of the I guess, most hotly contested divisions. I mean, between you and Cameron and Troy Miller and, obviously we've had Ramana and a few others pop in for one-offs and Chris Duplessis. I mean, you guys, it's a battle every single event.
It is a battle every single event. I tell you what, I think we're sitting 10 points out of third right now, and there's James and Cameron and Troy, and it's going to go down to the wire. I hope it goes down to the wire. That's fun racing.
Yeah, for sure. And you as a car, I know this, you really, it seems like every event you're getting more and more comfortable with stage rally, making the transition from off-road. Seems like, things are going well. It seems like you're getting faster and faster, and you feel like you can feel those, times clicking down.
You really can. I worked really, I'm going to say hard for me. I worked hard the past 3 weeks between Olympus and now to try to shake some stuff out on the car and try a few different things. And yesterday in the shakedown, Chris, my co-driver, said, yeah, that worked. And so, yeah, hopefully we just keep improving. I mean, you can improve at every race. Doesn't matter how long you've been doing it.
So yeah, Chris back in the car with you this go around. I know last event your daughter made a debut because I know she's ridden with you in the past, but it's worked pretty well with both of them in the right hand seat.
Yeah, it did. Chris wasn't able to make it. Allison had one race in a rally car. She did mostly truck stuff with me, and she did really well. She came out of that event just stoked because of how well we did, and she's on her way to Okinawa today. So Chris is back in the car, and Chris will be back in the car the rest of the series.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we've got a contest we're running with Rally America Radio and putting some of the national entries on the spot. So everybody knows this is STPR Rally. I got a wad of $1 bills in my pocket. One of them is yours if you can tell me what STPR stands for and pronounce it right.
Susquehanna Trail Performance Rally.
Yeah, you're pretty close. No, I heard it was Susquehannock, but we've had different people from the rally. We've got another one here. What's the exact pronunciation?
Susquehannock.
Susquehannock. Yeah, Susquehannock it is.
All right, so does La Rosa get a dollar? Was he close? All right, judges are giving him a dollar. So congrats, Steve. You're going to walk away with a dollar here in a second, and good luck, buddy.
Thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
That's what I said. You know, I've handed him out to a lot of the drivers, so this is probably the most money you'll win this weekend, right? They're like, probably so.
Yeah, that pays for 1/250th of one of our tires.
How about a stem cover?
Yeah, stem cover, right? Well, what they say about rally in off-road and motorsports in general, if you want to be a millionaire, start with $2 million, right?
That is exactly right. Exactly right. Or more, but you're still going to end up with $1 million.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. We are here at Park Exposé. Cars starting to leave right now. And, yeah, it's been a great Park Exposé, beautiful spot here, and I know we didn't get to all the drivers, but, man, talk about a ton of people out here. We're looking around, and estimates about, I would say, 2,000 to 3,000 people hanging out here at Park Exposé. So those of you who say Rally doesn't have any spectators, you are absolutely wrong, and this is just Park Exposé. So we got our first grouping of three stages here in just a little bit at the STPR Rally 2015 edition. And those stages, a 9-miler, a 3-miler, and turn around and run 9 miles again, the waste management stages. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to have a service park, and then come back later today, and we're going to have that super special there at the local fairgrounds. So I am Jim Beaver. This is Rally America Radio, and we're getting ready to kick things off here at the STPR Rally. Want to give a big shout-out to our friends and partners over there at Subaru and their all-new Subaru WRX STI, the 2015 WRX STI. And definitely give us a follow, rally_America on Twitter, and at Rally America Series on Instagram, and give our friends at iRally a follow as well. And we'll be posting up content throughout the weekend at rally-america.com. So be sure to check all that out. Check out that content. So this is the 2015 STPR Rally, round 5 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. We're getting ready to kick things off here in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. As always, game on.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.